Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, everybody? And hope everybody out there having a good one, man. Good day today. Enjoy some good weather, hopefully, wherever y'all at. And, man, if anybody has any upcoming events or announcements they want to make, y'all come on in and press the one button. Definitely want to start the show off by giving condolences to Rob Roberts and his family that passed recently, man. So y'all can, man, just keep the family in y'all prayers. I know they're planning on doing a balloon release at HMP, I believe at around 6 or 6:30 at the Radio at the Park event that they had this weekend. But man, yeah, definitely keep him and the family lifted up in prayers, man. I ain't seen nothing bad said about the guy. Seemed like he was a good dude. Didn't know him personally, but just by all the posts, you know, I can see he definitely made an impact on a lot of people in the racist community that did, you know, come around him and be in his presence. Let me see. Other than that, man, Tay Dog, you on here, man. Shit, let's start pumping up this hell at the deal. If ain't nobody else wanna come on and promote their event or any upcoming events. Like I say, I know Saturday they got Radio at the Park, man, so y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all come on out and check that out. Small Tire. They got the H-Town Hitters class and 580 and 7-0. Mr. Rogers, your mic open, brother.
Hey, give me 10 minutes, JP. I know I ain't never on time, but give me 10 minutes. I'll definitely be back.
Give me 10 all right, minutes. All
right. For real. Okay.
All right. Cool B. Cool B. Yeah, but man, other than that, man, let me see here. Anybody else on here? Got dog that I need to. But yeah, they're going to do the cream. If you're on here, press the one button, man. I know you know more about the what's going on. Come on, give us a little insight on that, man. As far as the balloon release stuff. Let me find you in here. I know you in here some goddamn well. Kareem. Kareem, your mic open, brother. Clicked over there. Put you back on mute.
Well, JP, I'm ready.
Come on.
Yeah, well, you know, November 13th, we got Hell at the Dell, number 7. It's our 7th race over there at Evadale Raceway. Excuse me. Yeah, we, excuse me, JP. We having, you know, I ain't even like a gangster on 28, $10,000 is, we give them $10,000 to win, 8-car minimum, and we having $7,0580. We got this one saying I'm rushing, man. We got Troy's hit list, you know, and we got the local Joker shootout. We're working on that now. We got another little 4-car shootout we coming up with, which is gonna be nice. There's going to be like 4 nice cars in there. I'm kind of holding that back until about another week. They're all 4 cars confirmed, but I'm kind of holding back for another week. We're trying to come up with the rest of the particulars. But we have that. We got about, I'm going to say, about 7 grudge races lined up. And
yes.
You know, once we get closer to the date, I'll announce all the grudge races. But we got about 7 of them. And we got first round call out in the games on 28s too. So yeah, we got a bunch of action packed. First round caller, yes sir. I'm not gonna reveal
that.
Do we
get to know who that is now? We can't find out right now.
Nah, just give me a little. I'm gonna hold that because you know.
Okay.
I like to hold it. You know, I like to hold the different stuff. Can't get it all
in one day. Mine start to wonder, and I know where my mind went.
And that's why I want you. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to wonder.
Yes sir.
Yeah,
yes,
I wanted
sir.
To wonder. Well, yeah, we got that man, and you know, we still got action, and you know, I'm getting calls from people, you know, from all over the globe that's supposed to be there, but you know, I'm not gonna announce that until I know for sure. But we're gonna have some fun down there like we normally do.
Yes,
go
yes,
with
sir.
It.
And
of course,
this year.
Of course, we got the State 48. I ain't gonna call it a shootout. We got the State 48 race, you know. It's yourself and Mr. Shotwell, you know. So we got that going with the Facebook change. That's going to be really to me, that's going to be the best race to me because I got a lot invested.
the rookie of the year race, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I might have a little something time for y'all. Whoever win that race,
rookie,
I might get
rookie
y'all
of the year. Rookie of the year race.
I might have to get that to y'all. But yeah, man, we'll have a lot of fun down there, man, like we always do. And Friday night, they're gonna be testing. So if anybody want to get there on Friday night and test, it's gonna be like a test and tune session. You know, get the feel of the track and you know the feel of what's going on or the layout. You can get there Friday night for that. And Saturday, you know, is when the action gonna be. So.
Yes, sir. So as far as gate times opening and all that track going hot, you're going to wait till it get a little closer?
We'll get closer, see how the weather is. I'm going to say it now. Yeah, so we'll know.
But last year you opened it up, what? You didn't open the gates up, what, around 12, 1 o'clock? Let everybody kind of get in there?
12. Mm-hmm. It depends on how the weather going to be. We might start racing a little early because it's going to be some good weather because it's going to be, you know, it's not going to be too hot and it's not going to be too cold. So we'll probably get that going early and get everybody, you know, get everybody going, and then you know later tonight we'll get the finals going and get the grudge races going, and everybody be happy. You know, less downtime as possible. That's what I'm trying to do, less downtime as possible.
Yes. So make sure that y'all do have y'all engine diapers, because if you don't have an engine diaper at Evadale, they do charge you $100 deposit that you will lose if you fuck the track up. So you can spend that $100 get the track, or you can spend $100 and get you a diaper and put on your car.
And if you don't mess the track up, you get your $100 in at the end of the night.
Yes. You might leave and forget it.
Yeah, but you still get it. You know,
be like
Troy. Money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be like Troy did one time. He left and forgot it.
But look, if you mess the track up, don't go into people talking about I want my money back because you already locked, loaded, and covered. They got your car number. They got your number, your car, and everything. So don't go in there playing with the people. You know you messed the track up. Shit.
Yes,
but yeah, I'm here, man. I'm in the cut, JP. But that's what it is.
And do know that this year the hit list, I guess y'all get with Troy for all the rules, but he did say it's gonna be a cap on the hit list, a 490 cap. So anybody wondering, ain't no secrets this year as far as who gonna be in it. It basically is just a 490 cap class. All the rest of the particulars, reach out to Troy. I think the entry fee is still the same as it's been. What it was, 200?
Yeah, 200.
Shit, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so the entry still be 200. No.
Oh, he probably getting a little later.
Yeah,
he explained it when he get on.
I just want to put it out there, though, that it is a 490 cap, so that way everybody, you know, ain't no secret of. You know, now you might not know who's gonna get in it, but hey, it's a 490 cap, so if you feel like you can get in there, shit. Be a part of it. If you're a gangster, go get in the gangster class.
And I'm already getting threatening texts about the 780 class I mispronounced. I meant to say 70580. I'm a little nervous. You know, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really.
Well, the person that texted, I think he a 780 car, so he might have wanted to be in that class.
Oh,
I think I got that same text from that same person, so.
Oh, well, you know who it is then. Okay, I'll say you got to be careful. You get it. Okay, you ready for the smoke then, I guess.
Yeah. He might. We might have to start a 780 class just for him. It'll be two cars.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find another 780 car. Just for him.
It'll be two cars.
Yeah. It'll be two cars. 780 class. But you got to run the quarter mile, though.
Oh. Oh. Okay. It's a good skip. It's a good skip, though.
Yeah. Got to run a quarter mile, though. Back door. Yeah, man, everybody come out, man. I mean, as always, it's always a good time. Plenty of fun. I don't know, man. Every year has been a packed event, so all I can say is get there early. Definitely with the gates opening up early, you got time to get there early. So when the track go hot, if you got a test, you can shake down. Definitely don't want nobody crying, complaining about you ain't getting no shakedowns, because y'all already know once the event kind of start rolling, test and tune will probably be limited for a while
until
they get most
of the
stuff out the way. So get there early, get tested. If you feel like you can't test for then, you might want to come in on Friday and test and camp out. And I guess for people that might want to come in from out of town and leave their car and go to the hotel, y'all going to have some kind of security, or y'all going to close the gate, cannot let nobody out with no trailer after a certain time or something like that.
The gate's going to be locked down, and it's going to be security. It's got security out there if they want to do it that way.
Yeah,
and like I said, Chester Tune is going to be limited Saturday. You tell them it's going to be limited because, I mean, I got guys that's still upset with me from my second race behind the Chester Tune stuff. So I make a note to myself every time to let them know. Chester Tune on Saturday is limited. So please don't come in there Saturday griping about you to get a Chester Tune and this and that. You know, I'm sorry.
Hey,
it's an event and we got a bunch of classes going. And
And if the track go hot at one, all I can say, if the track go hot at one, all I can say is be ready to test at one before they get everything started.
Exactly.
Yeah,
You
know.
You're going to try to have a track on field bill.
Yeah. With a event of this magnitude, you definitely, it don't really be room for testing and tuning until you get the majority of the car, especially if you get a big car count in the classes and shit. It's kind of hard to squeeze y'all in for testing and tuning.
Yeah, I know that. And they don't have the track on kids. Last night they had a private test session with a Radio Versus World car, and she, I tell you, he hooked and booked down there. You know, I can't reveal who that was, but yeah, they were working. They were working real good. So go ahead with the show, man. Nobody punching the one button. I done enough.
Ain't nobody punching the one button, man. Don't fucking talk about the hell of the deal. If nobody else don't come on, and we'll shut this sun gun off. Yeah.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Get a topic going. So once you get that 780 guy, you got a topic today. Oh,
Larry always come up with. Larry come up with some pretty good topics sometimes, man. He come up with something good, God dog. Oh, got Kareem. Come on, Kareem.
Quit arguing with everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, Kareem.
Yeah. Come on, Kareem. Tell everybody about the. You got some background noise though. But yeah, I'm trying to get y'all to tell everybody about the balloon release and stuff y'all going to do Saturday.
Oh, yes, sir. So just got it wrapped up with Dean. He wants to do the balloon release at 6:30 before the track go hot with, the qualifying rounds and stuff. So we're going to set it up for 6:30. Balloons will be delivered to the track. Just got that set up. So, just stop by, grab a balloon, and we're going to release the balloons at the starting line in memory of Rob. So should be a pretty nice little send-off for Rob, So just coordinating that and getting that set up right now.
All right, good deal, good deal.
Yep.
Good deal. All right. That's what we was trying to confirm and get y'all for, brother.
Yeah, and his son will be out there this weekend with the car. So, condolences, give him a little support. Because dad was a good person, man. Just sucks that, lost him like that.
Yeah, that's why I say I ain't looking on Facebook, man. I ain't, Nobody had nothing bad to say about him, man. I never, like I said, I didn't know him personally. Seen the car a few times. Nice car. And, like I say, it seemed like it hit pretty hard for a lot of people that were real close to him and they really knew him.
Right, because, I mean, even talking with, you know, the family and stuff and, you know, talking to his son, he was saying that race, K-Dog first, that race where he was out there that he won was actually the first time he was in that car and won Hell at the Dell that night. So, you know, that was kind of cool to hear that story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was excited, too. He was excited that night. I remember that. He was fired up, man.
Yep.
Yeah, he was fired up.
Him and Timmy in the finals, you know, for that race. So, yeah. So.
Good deal.
Yep, but, you know, we got the 490 shootout out there. Along with small tire, I think Dean got small tire, 580 and 7-0.
Yes, sir. What time the gates open over there? Let me see here.
It said gates open at 3, so, yeah.
All right, good deal, yeah. Yeah, he ain't got it on the fly, but okay, so open at 3. So Saturday, yeah, they got small tire, H Town Hitters, 587-0. Yeah, y'all definitely come on out and support. I think Evadale got going on this weekend, a no prep race or something.
I think they got 660
big end
wars.
Race. Yeah, something like that from the big end on back. So support your local racetracks. If y'all ain't doing nothing, come on out and support. And let me see here.
Hey, did you tell them about that Cub Fest race last night? Timmy made it to the semis in that 16 car invitational, I think it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't really get the gist on who all was in it and how far everybody made it. I know I seen with some guys, Super Crew won it.
Yeah, Super
Crew
won. But I didn't
get caught up on.
Yeah, I think from here it was Timmy and then Daniel Burks and Tammy.
Okay. Yeah, that was a cool deal there. The invitation there. Larry, where you at, Larry? Come on, Larry, press the goddamn one button. Come on, give us a good topic. You a king bee. 780 B. Now they don't want to talk. See them talk about K-Dog? They don't want they all talk that.
Man, I know King B got a topic. He said it the other day on the back line he had a topic. Where you at?
They all talk that. He on here.
Let me
go get him out the bushes, man.
Leave him in there. Let the llama run
leave
over.
In there.
They want to hide in the bushes. Let the llama run over. They want to hide that in the bush. let that bush hog get him. They come out of there then.
They show hide, man. Let me see here. Got something in my
Man, I can't think of one on Troy not on here. Man, I can't think of a good quick topic that get somebody to come out of the bushes.
There you go. Come on, King. I went in the phone. I was gonna pull one out the phone I had. Come on.
We be coming around the mountain when we come. We be coming around the mountain when we come. We be coming around the mountain when we come. Don't ask me to come out the bush because I ain't got nothing to talk about. So here we be coming around the mountain when we come.
Man, you got to talk the other night, man.
But see, JP didn't make it to top. See, but see, he should have did what I asked him to do.
Oh, okay. So now you're gonna hold him back. Okay.
Yeah, because see, it ain't gonna. I mean, it may work out. We make it work out. But I'm gonna be honest with you. He needed to make it the way I told him to make it, so we could have been already ready to go. Since then, the anticipation would have been high. You see what I'm saying? And just like if I put a post out today, we're gonna look at the racetrack today. How many people you think gonna show up?
Jesus, help me, Jesus, please.
So you gonna go crazy? That's what you gonna go do?
All we asked was for a topic. Lord, we didn't ask for the scenario.
Oh, I ain't on mute.
All right then.
Excuse me, guys.
Man, come on, fucking Rogers, fucking Mr. Rogers. Beautiful day in the fucking neighborhood.
I'm on mute, man. The man just asked for a topic. Let's see. Let me see. Shit, I can't think of this, man. I'm a blank. Come on, JP, you the talk show. Goddamn.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
If you lose a race to someone, right, should it be your priority to try to go back and race them, or should you just move on it and go find somebody else to race? Or should you just...
Priority.
Priority.
If I lost or if I won? If I'm the winner of that race, if I'm the loser of said race.
Yeah, if you lose a said race or a race, should you...
Should I make it a priority to go back at the ass?
Of course, if he deny or if he go to ducking, I'm still going to race other people in the moment. But that is priority. You need to give me action back, bro, and my money. Okay. That's just like we shooting dice. When we shoot dice, don't say you want action back at your money. Don't the person who just lost their money got action to put their money back up, put some more money back up. You know what I'm saying? He got action to fade the next person who on the dice. He got action to fade the next person on the dice before somebody else fades, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, so then.
It could go a couple different ways. I feel like if I lose and I know you beat me at my best, then I probably ain't gonna wanna fuck with you. Now, if you barely beat me, or I feel like I done something wrong, then yeah, I'm gonna keep coming till I just feel like I can't. But then you gotta look at the winner though.
That's what I'm saying. So what if the winner don't want to give you action back? Period. Should you be upset with that guy, leave him alone, or what should you do, or what would you do if the guy don't want to give you action back?
I'm gonna be pissed off initially if I know that goddamn I want him bad. I'm gonna kind of be pissed off because you know. I'm gonna feel like you're a sole winner.
You was a shaky M effort. Okay? Yeah. That's what you is. That's what you want. We're gonna put you in the category of a shaky M effort. Yeah.
Especially if you tell me I gotta wear that ass with you. That's the most pussy shit ever. I don't understand it. You gotta wear that ass with me shit. I probably wouldn't even race.
I've heard before you can't tell a person how they can win. You know what I'm saying?
I know you can't, but just to me, I mean, you can't tell me how to lose either. And goddamn this shit. I might just be like, fuck it, I ain't fuck with him no more if he gonna, you know. But then I don't know. I guess it's all circumstantial because you might get him at the right time or he might hold you off long enough and then get your action back and then you might want it back.
So when enough should be enough? When you run out of money or you run out of jokes or they run out of film or you getting your ass whooped? When should be enough? When should you just say, well, man, I can't. When should you say, well, man, that's it, man, you go. Go ahead, man, I can't do nothing with you. When should that be? How many races would you take?
Shit. Have a minute take till you feel like your tootie hole blowed out and it can't be sold back up.
Well, you know, two of them coming out of different shapes, sizes, and fashions, so, you know, I can't really say that. Yeah. They got something ongoing. I mean, you know, Cam asked you, what, say, like, you racing this guy, right, and he beat you so many times. When When did you get an oath? 2, 3, 4?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Now, if I go, now listen. It, like I say, now if we both going down through there and you just clearly outran me,
mm-hmm.
both times, like you got more horsepower than me, I'm gonna lay down. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
So twice.
Yeah, I'm gonna lay down.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna lay down. Okay. Yeah. Unless you just, we're gonna play devil advocate. Now, I slam dunk you the first time, K-Dog. You tell me, man, fuck, man. I fucked up on my end. I gotta get my action back, King. I say, okay, cool. You got action. I give you action. Then you go down through there and I outrun you. You ain't got enough horsepower. You know what I'm saying? And you see you ain't got enough horsepower. Now, I might be gun-ho. You see what I'm saying? Or I might just be the luckiest motherfucker in the world. I might tell you, man, I beat the brakes off you, man. Fuck you, man. I'm going to whoop you anyway. You got the back tie. I'm going to push you in the beam. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? So then,
yeah, but that's when the winner is aggressive. What if the winner is not aggressive? Then, you know, you just chasing him around or?
You trying to fall for the banana in the tailpipe now. That's what's gonna happen. You're gonna run your crazy ass back up there.
Okay.
Man, it's an old saying somewhere in Texas, man. Shame on you first time. Shame on me second time. Something like that.
You know what? I don't think they said that nowhere in Texas but King Beville. Because I have never heard it saying like that, you know. Shame it twice, shame on me. So I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's somewhere like that, man. And I don't quite understand the lyrics, man. But that's what happens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many times you keep beating on the motherfucker ass?
I know I got them covered. I'm gonna keep going as long as they coming, you know. I'm gonna go tap his ass every time they come. But if I get to get my ass tapped, I'm gonna have to, at some point I'll be like, man, hold up, man, let me see what, you know. Hold up, man, let me figure this out.
If I can find some more horsepower somewhere else, up, man.
Yeah, especially if I make the trip. I got to see you again. You know, you got to show me, even though if you look
I
good
have
or
a
not.
Question.
Okay, you can glass my on. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, K-Dog? King?
Hey.
JP,
hey,
this is Motley. What's going on?
Motley.
I got a question, man. Say
oh,
this
no. Come on.
Say you raise somebody, and y'all leave there, and he fly by you and gap you, but then he cross the line, so you win.
Mm-hmm.
You know you ain't got enough because you did your best. Do you give him action back at that money?
No.
No.
You just got to give from God. You just got to give from God. You just say, thank you, Lord, and go load up. No, sir.
That's right.
No, yes, sir.
Hey,
Molly.
Fall, bro.
Molly, you better tell that fool.
Yeah, that daddy is right there. You better tell that fool something, bro. Man, I broke something, man. Every time he called you back out, man, my car in the shop. Man, all right, dang.
All right, I'm going to the bushes, man.
Yeah, I can't
beat
you, brother.
Clean them.
That's it.
Yeah, clean it up. He said, y'all both need to clean past you. Cross the lane, what you do? I'm going to tell you what you do. Go all through the trap.
Yep.
Walk back around that your trailer. Act like you ain't never known that dude. Dead again in life.
That's right.
Get your money and act like you don't know
it. Send your people over there to get the money because you got to act like you're looking at the car. Then your people over there get the money. And if you see one of their camp members, you go, God damn it, man, we done lost all of it. You know. Yeah. Whatever it takes to get home with that money, because you just got to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
214-7635. What we got? 214-7635. All right, 817-7025. Who we got?
Breaker, breaker, 1-2. This X-Pill looking for King B.
Oh,
hell, come on with it. Come on, come on with it, brother. Come on with it, brother.
Breaker, breaker, 1-2.
Come on, come on.
This is a bandit. This is a bandit looking for Snowman.
Hey, look, I ain't not. You don't even need to break a breaker of a goddamn thing. You just let me need to break my foot in your ass.
Boy, you got
clean the fuck what you call away from me, brother. You got away. I gave you a prop. You see, I made posts for you and everything. I helped you out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not tripping. I'm not
no
poor loser. This is what I do for this.
I told you what was going to happen.
I did tell you what was going to happen last time we was on the show. And you want me to tell you the truth? That made me feel like y'all paid them folks.
Hey, you know why I gave you the ass whooping? Because I told you at the track that I was going to race you, and you looked at me like I had shit on me. You say, what, you want to race on feet? You want to race on scooter? I said, damn, this nigga must not know who I am. That's what got you the ass whooping.
I ain't know you, brother. I finished making you famous. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I made you know me though. You know me now. You think about me every day.
Man, I'ma be 100 with you. Boy, I don't give two flying fucks about you, man. I'm telling you, man. Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'ma go and tell the truth. You did a good job. I'd rather be lucky than good any day, man. You got lucky, man.
Man, that ain't luck. That's a good racing program. My car is consistent. You ain't seen me make a bad pad in the last 2-3 years.
I ain't mad.
But now, sticking to the topic, since we on topic of this, would you race him again?
Friday night off the trailer for 2000. Extreme.
I ain't gonna make it. I can't make it. You think I made it on the post, so don't come on. Don't come on here.
No, I ain't seen no post.
When
you made
a
post.
On yours. Somebody came on that little post you talking about extreme this weekend. I said, I ain't going to make it.
I said when I come back
from TOT, that means trick or treat. When I come back from trick or treat, your ass is grass, Jack, and I'm the lawnmower. No problem.
Damn.
You really pissing me off. You keep talking that shit. You bring your ass in hot. I'll down your ass in hot. I don't give a fuck about no Texas on Texas. Because I know when we go out there, we're supposed to stick together. I'll go to your ass in hot, boy. So what you want to do?
I like when I make
them
feel like
time?
That.
I got you right where I want you at. I got it. I got my
bro. I'm going to beat you down here, man. I'm going to Hollywood to have some fun. You know what I'm saying? I'll beat you down here. I started to be petty.
You put that goddamn motor up for goddamn sale. You seen I was out there in front of your crazy ass. You picked me up when I goddamn got off the gas in the air.
Man, that's the old motor I took out of my car.
Man, well, that new motherfucker ain't working with a goddamn thing neither. Shit, you got something new in that motherfucker.
Hey, it took care of you.
Man.
You in the negative.
You want me
to tell
you what? Hey, look, let me tell you the truth, man. The car found him some more horsepower. I don't even know where the car found. The car just decided to get some more horsepower out the blue man on you, man. That was the fuck
man,
happened.
I ain't seen you make a good pass since that black car been out.
Let me tell you something. Friday night I made a good pass. I come out there the same thing. I'm gonna tell you what winning races is.
This is what winning races consistent. It ain't about what you got and how much power you got and when you make good pass and when you don't. You got to make them all the time.
Man, that's what winning races. You can't tell me about no what win race. Man, I was racing when you was in fucking diapers, man.
When I was in diapers.
You was still sitting on the guy.
You don't know me. You don't know my history.
Right.
You You don't know me. You don't know my history. You don't know my background. So you must think I just got into this racing shit.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is, man. I don't got to.
Now
know
you probably
ain't
never
know
this.
Listen, that's cool, but all I'm trying to tell you is, I'm going to get you, boy. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
I like how I make them feel like that.
Hey, JP, give him a round of applause, JP.
God damn, man. You made me feel special. You made me feel like I'm somebody.
That's the enjoyment about this. You see what I'm saying? See, everybody can't take that ass with us and be the same motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you're supposed to be fun. If you ain't having fun, ain't no sense of being in it.
That's true.
I get that a lot of times. Ask these people on the phone. I race. Shit, if you race, you're going to get your ass whooped. I took a couple of L's in Hicksville this year.
Mm-hmm.
I took a lot of W's too, though.
Yeah, you got your one good. You got one.
That's what make racing good, being competitive. A man get through, you want to get him back. They want to keep it going.
I bet you don't want to do nothing.
I'm going up there and get on them Holly boys' ass, man. We can do it whenever you want to. We can do it when you get back. We ain't got to do it before you go. I like to get you Friday or Sunday. I love to get you Sunday. We love fucking
I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to make it.
I understand that. I'm just telling you how I would love to do it before Holly. But when you come back, we can do it after Holly.
I do you at K-Dawg race on November the 13th at the Hell in the Dell. I do you down there.
What is it?
Shit, hell what that guy? Where race at K-Dawg?
Evadale.
Oh, nah, I ain't going down there.
Why not? You finna take your crazy ass to Holly. What's the difference? Shit, that's a shorter ride.
No, I'm saying the track condition.
Nigga, ain't nothing wrong with that motherfucker. That track work like a motherfucker. What's wrong with you?
And Evadale?
You ain't never been. Hell yeah, boy. You must ain't never been to Evadale.
Yeah, I've been there, but extreme Evadale for you.
Boy, let me tell you something. Man, I've been whooping ass that motherfucker. Me, I was whooping ass that motherfucker even there fucking 8 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
It,
ain't nothing wrong.
It was on
Slicks.
It went on radio.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. I went over to Evadale on radio. The car, the BLM had been to Evadale. Worked just fine. I'm telling you, man, ain't nothing wrong with no goddamn Evadale. You might have. Well, listen. You got a consistent program. You shouldn't have to worry about that.
I get you that Enos. Go kill him at the screen next time. Then after that, kill him in the screen and make him chase it even there. Then he'll know if it works. How you gonna talk about the track you never been to? I understand. How you know where I've been?
You just said you never been there, brother. My lit car. Back in the day, that's a slick track.
I'm gonna find your name on Facebook and I'm gonna send you some videos of cars working at Evadale.
Fast cars.
Watch this. White chocolate, Lottie Dottie anybody, Cock Kelly. And that whole gangster's on 20. Shit, how many more do we need to keep going down the list? It's a bunch of cars, boy. I'm talking about go clean
down.
Shit,
I got a lot of cheap stuff on my car, man. I ain't got no good suspension, man. I like to stick to what I know. I got four Sizzle Springs on the back. Just a lot of bullshit.
I got a lot of bullshit too. Hey, Jesse, what is that? That's the best you can come up with? That's the best you
can
come up with?
Hey,
he was doing so good, man.
Hey, I bet and one of y'all on the phone. We can meet at my shop. My car locked in the shop. I bet I got stock springs on back of that bitch right now. See, I ain't got
nobody
a gas.
Nobody trying to look under your gas
car.
Nobody want to look under your gas car.
I'm just saying, if I feel like y'all feel like I'm capping on the springs, see, I got stock springs under my car. See, I ain't got a lot.
We
can go jack
that
bitch up at the
shop
right now.
Listen to me.
You can have Promar springs under that motherfucker. Ain't nobody looking under your car.
I'm just saying, I got a lot of cheap shit, so I like to stick to the tracks, I know.
Okay,
I have to stick my car to the track. I can't go in.
Well,
I don't like going everywhere.
I got one good one for you. You saying you got some cheap shit. You saying Evil Dead is some bullshit, is a bullshit track. So that means they got a cheap track.
Was a
bullshit
track.
Okay, well, that's basically what you saying.
I can't go down there in my car. I ain't got no good shit on my car to go down there.
Man,
I got
chains
on
no
my limiters in the front and shit.
It ain't no good track.
But I run you that stream, like I said. We got it on the end, we'll do that stream next time.
All right, that's fine. As soon as I come back,
I get to pick anyway. When you win, then you get to pick what we do with it. They give you, give you a little boost, make you want to win.
When you win,
you get to pick what we do with it.
You right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, me, lad.
They tell me where you fight at.
You right about that.
Yeah, so we get on that stream next. We can do it before Holly or after Holly. But we ain't going to do any Holly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I probably do Holly. That's how I do. When I go out of town, I feel Texas is one. Like, we go to Lando, we go everywhere. I'm telling you now, like, I don't take racing serious like that. I'll be with you in Holly. Yeah, but we come back home, shit, we on the turf. We fighting for the turf, so we can get it on whenever. But I ain't going to go out of town and get it on with you. Nah, I ain't going to do that. You Texas.
Good report.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Man, Texas can go anywhere.
You keep talking that shit,
when I go out of town, I'm with Texas. And 90% of the time, I come up good. Shit, Texas kick ass wherever they go. Mm-hmm. When we get home, shit, I got you in my sights again.
Hmm.
Night, night.
So which one?
Hey, we'll run you in
Ali, too. You want to rush back? You want to rush back to Sunday to do it Sunday night at Extreme?
Yeah, we can race Sunday at Extreme.
No, I'm talking about next Sunday. After we come from Holly, we can rush back and do it Sunday night at Extreme.
Yeah, well, I got oil pressure while I leave Holly. I mean, that's 2 weeks away, so I try not to lock nothing in too far down the road because I run my car, so it might break any time, but. If I come back from Holly and I'm good, we can get it on again. I race you any time. I race you every weekend. Even once I lose, see, I run you long enough, you got to beat me soon. Like, I'm going to run you again after that.
Mm-hmm. Why you need to be trying? Did you get your new horse? Did you sell that motor to get your new horse or get your new power plant in there?
No, I got the one I need in there already.
Oh, okay. Well, you was up there. I seen the post that asked you what motor it was. I seen you put that one race. Well, me and you raced like that was the same motor. So that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. I got to know what I need.
They can't be killing her.
Yeah, if he would put that on the post, he might would have sold it.
Nah, man. My car been had a foot, but 9 foot itself. See, when it was orange, see, I did numbers. See, I always raise man. Every other weekend, you're going to see me getting it on with somebody. Before I painted it and put that motor in and shit, it been getting it on. I'm always racing that car. So I say I can't lock you in for highly 2 weeks out the road because, shit, I'm going to run my shit. We'll try you and Ali, though. Mm-hmm. We got, you know, we want to scratch Ali's leg, too. He just came out of goddamn surgery. His muscles still tight. We were trying to scratch Ali's leg a little bit, too.
I got to knock
him
out,
I believe, first. Or y'all got another car in the camp with Ali with, like the race.
Is that the turbo car or is that the nitrous car?
Ali, it's a nitrous car. We come straight out the trailer Sunday. That's how we race. Though I was telling you saying I was trying to set you up or whatever, trying to race straight out the trail, but it's just outside. That's how we do. We come out the shop ready.
Mm-hmm.
We work on ourselves.
No problem.
Proud of myself. Shit, we come out the shop ready. Straight out the trail. What we do when I leave, we're going to stretch your legs a little bit. We're doing a little maintenance on turbo car. It'll be back out soon, though. The turbo car did a nice. She need to get her stomach snatched. Get her ass dead. The turbo car is nice. Well, we got another little nice small block.
Know
who Ali is? That's the little nigga he don't like, the dude with triple threat. That little nigga he don't like with the big head. He told me he's gonna red light and he red lit.
Damn.
That nigga, he was going back and forth with on the front of that Malibu under the
shed
at Extreme. I mean, at the ending.
He know Ali.
Man, this is me. I don't know nothing about none of that shit. I don't know about nothing.
Remember the nigga that told you to keep counting and you stopped counting for the lock-in? The nigga that was with Flut?
Boy, I kept counting and you stopped counting.
Boy, you didn't tell me to keep counting.
I don't think you did.
I pulled my wallet out and kept going. You stopped.
I went to the store haircut. I don't know what you did. I don't know what you did over there. Boy, let me tell you something. I told, I'm telling you, I am your huckleberry. I'm that kind. Yeah, from there. I tried to be the, I tried to let you be my huckleberry. When I, listen, if that's all the occasion, that motherfucker, that other dude that was with y'all, that was talking, that I bet the 500 on. He won't kept talking. He was goddamn bothering me. You know what I'm saying? So I bet him 500 because he was talking to you.
That was Flex. Flex better than 500 on the hood of the Malibu. And I kept trying. I tried to keep going. I like some more. I got my wallet with me. Wait a minute. And then they.
We'll get them again. Maybe that was the problem. Maybe that was the problem. Listen, maybe that was the problem because you pulled your wallet out. It didn't faze me. You didn't pull out no bag. So when I seen the wallet, that must mean I ain't making no noise. Man, my wallet don't be fat.
That bitch be loaded, fella. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
It don't be fat. I don't walk around that Mexican bank or that trash can money. I don't walk around like that.
It might have been the wallet. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
That what might did it. It was something else. Yeah. If I seen something that don't fold, it might have been tight.
Well, look. Look, though. Look. Look. Ali going to Holly Springs.
I mean, listen. I won't do Ali going to Holly Springs.
And you want to run X-Wheel in Holly Springs. Ali ain't got nobody to dance with in Holly Springs. And like he said, I'm trying to stretch the legs a little bit. Only the ring.
I gotta get action back. Listen to me. I gotta get action back. I gotta get action back first. Once I get
you get
back,
action back. I'm in the camp. We all the same camp. It's all the same money.
On Sunday we come back from Holly.
We just showing you
we got more than one pitch. We can throw a knuckleball, we throw a curveball at you, and we strike you out though either way.
It's okay. Oh, it's okay because it's plenty of y'all. It's plenty of y'all and one of me. What did I tell you?
No, I'm saying we got separate cars. We still
our
own entity.
Listen,
you got more cars in the camp. I said that. I ain't just pick on your car. I said y'all had more cars in the camp that fit, you know, that small block.
I don't got no.
All right, well, I'm going to leave you alone till you run exit. I'm done with the situation. I hope you go down this time, though. I want to see them both go down the track.
They both gonna go down.
Yeah, I want to see both of them go down, man. I wanted to go down. See, I like a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong with it.
It's gonna be a good one.
Wrong with it. I want to do your best work.
It's gonna be a good one too.
It's gonna be gonna know about me, man. I don't never run slow cars. I don't never pick on slow people. I pick on people who just as fast as me or even faster. Sometimes the faster car always wins. But I don't never pick on slower people. You don't see that out the X-Field car. I'm always going to have a competitive race. Anybody I race, you can't get better if you ain't running with the competition. You always running people slower than you. Shit, that really going to hinder you from ever going faster. You got to run in your class. You got to get up there. It's different than competing. It's just saying your car competes.
Mhm. Do anybody got Witt on me? You know what I'm saying? Since he's over there talking about Ali, ain't got nobody. Let me get Witt on the phone.
Let him off.
Yo.
Let me DM Witt right quick. Tell Witt call in on the damn show.
Hey, what up, JB?
Dre ain't on here. I know Dre got his phone number. Dre not on here?
Uh-uh. I don't know of. Got Dre on here. He in the bushes.
Hey, what up, JB?
Dre, come on.
You come?
Oh, man, I'm just seeing what's going on, man.
They over here drawing on
King B.
Yeah, I see.
Hey, man, I'm thinking like that box shot room was up. I'm afraid.
They're trying to slip another one of them goddamn pills.
JP, anybody else hit the one button? I want to talk to you tonight. what you done, JP?
I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell's going on tonight.
I ain't good at all, JP.
Yeah, I know what's going on tonight, man. 901-2877, your mic open.
Who looking for trick or treat? Who looking for?
Yes, sir.
I ain't know y'all had no show over here no more, man. I've been coming over here talking crazy, you suck.
Man,
you know, that's why
come
I get my
on.
Money,
get your motherfucking ass drawing on.
Man, we
We stay jumping over. But listen to me, we got somebody over here got a little white mustache. What color that Mustang is? He talking about he small, block one kid, little Mustang. He going to trick or treat. He want to get fucked up. Is that what he said he want to do? He said he want
to
get fucked. I mean,
all he got to do is show up. One thing about trick or treat, you've been coming for many years, King B. One thing, if you don't get a race at trick or treat, you lying. You telling a lie.
You lying. Okay.
You lying.
Okay, wait a minute, Witt.
You don't get a
Witt,
race.
I need a little bit. Witt, I need a little something extra for you right quick. Because y'all wasn't on Paul's show the other day, and they said you said my name, but you said it in one particular way. So I need you to say it that same way so the other suckers don't listen here.
OJ King B.
What?
Oh Lord, you messed up with OG King B, you got OG King B, you got double OG smooth, and a bunch of OGs over there. OG King B, OG Bushnell, double OG smooth, you know. I've been fucking with Texas for a long time now.
Look out, you threat Texas people, y'all hear that? Did y'all hear what he just called me? Man, I ate off Texas
for a lot of years. And then Chino fuck around and broke the trend. You know, a dog get a stick every now and then when I was headed over there, and when that thing about it, what fucked me up about the Raker, we betted 22,000 and my car didn't go down the track. And I ain't never, Sean ain't never not went down the track, you know. And, but he beat me. I got to give him his props. But on the way over there, only thing that was in my head, man, a dog get a stick here now and then. I hope it ain't they turn this time. And everybody wonder why I went to sleep after the race. It's because I had already been thinking about us, man. Them folks knocked me out for 22,000, man. You know. But every year, I eat off Texas. You know, so I'm gonna start back trying to eat off y'all. I'm gonna be back in Texas in November at a Pretty Tony race over there at Extreme. I'm gonna bring some boys over there with me. We're gonna try to eat. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I love Texas. Y'all sweet. Y'all sweet.
Oh man.
But y'all sweet. Oh, you know what?
Man.
You know what I need? You know, I wish Ryan wasn't tuning on them cars over there. Ryan and goddamn it built Texas. Ryan done got Texas strong. That goddamn Ryan, boy. He got Texas strong now. For Ryan, come through that motherfucker, him and Kenny Hubbard. Texas weakened the motherfucker. Y'all had motherfuckers like Hillbilly and what that boy name? Tony Thorne and all them kind of motherfuckers tuning. I used to love when they tuned them up. Tony Thorne. Lock him in. Well, y'all start getting them Kenny Hubbard. And them rams and shit, that's all my God. I done fucked up. But long as Tony Thorne and Comic Dog and all them up there, I said, shit, these boys, she's a motherfucker. Yeah, boy, I love Texas, man. I love Texas, boy. Texas. But that's what's up, man. Yeah, we got trick-or-treat, man, next weekend, man. Y'all fall on in, man. Y'all need anything, y'all just get with Smooth, King B, or anybody like that, and they'll get with me, and we're going to take care of you. We're going to take care of you. But it's big grudge, man. Don't come in there talking about, I got a test. You can test if you want to now. I ain't tripping off that. But don't come in there bushing. Come in there with your game. Be ready. All the trailer tune up in that bitch. Yeah, yeah. Because see, one thing about Trick or Treat, we'll shut testing down at any time. Grudge racing is main priority. So
main priority.
Come in there red. Main priority. Not first, main.
Yeah.
713-8359. You your mic open.
Yeah.
Look out, Witt.
You coming in. What's going on?
What's up, player? Hey.
What's going on?
I hear you talking about Texas, but don't forget about that Obama crew.
Oh, Obama used to be some bad motherfuckers.
Yeah,
we'll
be out real soon.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking to Arkansas boys?
Nah, Texas boys. Blue Malibu, Obama crew.
Oh, the Obama. Oh, yeah. Yeah, what? Oh, yeah. Y'all, when y'all coming back?
Yeah, hopefully end of the year. real soon.
Oh, okay.
But you know,
okay,
but you know,
okay,
we went at it with Junior. You remember we went at it with Junior?
Yeah, yeah.
We knocked y'all out with
yeah.
Junior.
Yeah, y'all knocked me off over and tell me about Montgomery over there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, old Montgomery, y'all knocked me off. Yeah, I sprayed the track. That was Montgomery. Let me spray
yeah,
the track
get,
myself.
Get Texas a little respect now. Get Texas a little respect now.
I always give Texas a little respect. I you know, I always give Texas. I got to give them that respect. But, boy, I went through that motherfucker like a tornado. I'm coming out with everybody. Hillbilly.
Yeah, that motherfucker feel like a tornado.
Turbo,
hey,
2K.
Like,
y'all
that
remember
B-team. 2K? That was a B team.
Y'all remember Suitcase? Man, I made that motherfucker turn to a goddamn wallet. I turned Suitcase to a wallet. Man, I beat his ass so goddamn much. And, man, we had a ball. We love Texas, though. We love, and goddamn D&D, they the one introduced us coming over there fucking with y'all. Which we was going to Atomic Dog
hey,
race and everything. But yeah.
Hey, Wick. Hey, what is the hours over there for the trick or treat, man?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
3 o'clock
Friday open. Nah,
hey,
well, you know, since the weather gets
hey,
cool,
we
ain't
hey,
got no curfew. As long as it's we can race. As long as it's safe to race,
hey,
we ain't really got no curfew.
Say with it, with.
What up, Dre? That go one of the OGs, too. Dre OG, too, now, y'all.
Yeah, don't forget about it, how we knock old Junior off down here. Now, don't think you just made it all.
I said y'all did that. Yes, y'all did.
Yeah,
y'all
King, we ran
you
the train on that motherfucker. I remember that. King got
yeah.
him through, and we
yeah.
come
yeah.
got him.
That's why we call that car Junior, because y'all ran the Junior car. You dig what I'm saying? Shorty, goddamn, y'all didn't want none of that.
Well, where's the goddamn Predator car at?
It ain't ready yet. It's coming. It's coming next year. It'll be coming next year. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, Trevor. I got several cars coming out. But you know who I want to run again? I can't wait to Smooth come back out. That's who I really like. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm ready to make money. Yeah, we want Smooth. I want Smooth when he come back out. No, I just like this guy. This guy got good sportsmanship. They like to party, and I just like racing guys like this. That's just me. They don't have no hard feelings and all that. But I'm gonna gap his ass this time. I ain't going to just shut it off. I'm going to gap.
Hot damn. Hot damn.
Cool as fuck. Yeah. But, yeah, man, we're going to have a ball, man. Gonna have a ball. I'm on the show.
Hey, what you think about that old race you got locked up with Tino and Ball?
That's gonna be a good one. That's gonna be a good goddamn race, though. Yeah, that's gonna be a good goddamn race. Though. I like that race. Ball said he liked that race. You see, Ball's got a new motor. Ball bought him a new motor.
He got a bad motherfucker.
I don't know if he got what Chino got, but he got a nice motherfucker.
He got a
motherfucker.
I
ran Chino. Chino pretty rough. I like Chino, though. I like them, boy. But we got motherfuckers coming from Texas, Georgia, Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Mississippi. Man, that bitch going to be mine. That bitch up there. Tell you.
Hey, y'all gonna do Thursday night?
Cause
y'all gonna be up Friday, Saturday,
Sunday,
right?
Yeah, Friday. So yeah, it's some private testing going on Thursday. Somebody already rented it. Got the track Wednesday, Thursday. The track rented out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Shit.
God damn. That mean it's gonna be some fun. It's gonna be some grudge racing at that motherfucker, Jack.
I don't want to tell you who, but if I tell you who got that motherfucker rented, you already know what's going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to know.
They just text it
to me so I can know.
Yeah, they got that motherfucker rented, baby. They coming in rough. Them Detroit boy, Motor City, goddamn Young Money.
Young Money, man.
Goddamn Young Money, so they coming in deep. So, yeah, man, y'all got them book your rooms, Olive Branch, Mississippi, South Haven, Mississippi. Book your rooms, 3 days of grudge racing. It ain't none of that shootout shit. Give me this to run somebody. I want to get in this, an 8-car minimum and all that bullshit. We ain't got time for none of that. Get your ass up there.
Yep. Get your ass.
I love
up.
That shit. Boy, that shit sound like a broken ball over there, boy.
Yeah, grudge or go home. It's one or the other, man. And then over there, one thing about trick or treat, if you don't grudge nobody, you got to pay to get out. It's $100 to get out there, bitch, if you ain't grudge nobody.
Mm.
Yes, sir. If BET come to me and say you ain't grudge, Ray, it's $100 to leave that bitch. We ain't got time to be playing with you, man. This ain't no car show. This ain't no car show. I had to have that for that kind of shit. He, you know, he harsh. He want that money. You don't pay. If you don't grudge, $100 to get out that bitch.
$100 to get out that
bitch. $100 to get that spell. If I come to your race and I come to grudge race and you call me and you coming to my event and I pay to get in your event and this and that and I'm taking up your space and I'm taking up your big platform and everything. You sitting up there talking about, I'm trying to see something. I need to make a shake. That man, fuck all that. Give me that honey and get your ass out of here. You in the way.
You in the way.
This race ain't for you. This motherfucker for you. When you come in and you say, fam, that's that motherfucker I've been looking for. Get down. Get your ass around the house. Because see, one thing about a grudge race, you can test, you can do all that. Man, that ain't gonna tell the outcome of that grudge race. The outcome of that grudge race is when you and your guys get up there and make y'all judgment on what y'all gonna do when y'all get up there. The same judgment you gonna make when you make a shakedown and all that shit. Fuck that. Make that judgment when you get ready to go. Come to trick or treat, train to go.
Hmm.
That's
not
what you
trying to
come
go
there
with.
To see. Yeah, people come to see grudge racing when they come there. They don't come to see, motherfucker, you know, they come to see grudge racing. That's what it's going to be. We're going to stand on it. But think about trick or treat, you're going to see some motherfucking racing. Carolina coming in. Grudge race of the year coming in. Going to be good, baby. Going to be real fucking good. So. I appreciate y'all getting me on. Let me come on and talk about the goddamn race. Got Quan coming over there. Quan with that damn silver dollar. Silver plate. Whatever the name of that motherfucker is. He coming in. Allen's been rough. Allen's been roughing them boys up all week. That goddamn Allen, he ain't playing. Yeah, Allen been talking crazy. He said he bringing goddamn Fourth of July red, white, and blue. Some red, white, and blue car. The damn flag. He bringing the flag in that bitch. So, goddamn it, y'all make plans. Get the trick or treat if you ain't been. I'm going to feed you steaks. I got turkey necks and corn and all that big potted potatoes and everything. I got real steaks. I got Como Steak steaks. I ain't got them bullshit motherfuckers now. Got real motherfucking steaks coming in that bitch. Porterhouse. Got them porterhouse motherfuckers cut up. You dig what I'm saying? You can sleep late because you're going to be able to eat some steak. You sleep late. Hands up and get on in there. Trick or treat. Goddamn OGs. This is OG fest. It ain't where them suckers
are. OG fest.
You're a sucker now. It ain't for you if you're a sucker. You know. Tell you that right now. We don't pay suckers. So, it might not be for you. Just tell you now. And that'll be for you now. Yeah, that Rosé. I know Rosé coming. I know he coming up in that bitch. Yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to seeing you. OG got, like I said, OG.
That's some straight bullshit. What's going on, man? What's up? Who come to get down over there? What they talking about over there?
We got that. We on the show trying to figure it out right now. We're looking for a couple of these guys to press the one button. All right, we had somebody on here talking about, man, we going over here trick-or-treat. We ain't got nobody. We got a little Mustang on one.
Yeah, what they looking for? What they looking for?
Man, motherfucker, Wit, come on, this motherfucker. That song bitch went on mute, man.
They still on here. Man, they want a race. They got a race. They can get a race at Trick or Treat. They can get locked in.
Hey, Wit, where we going? All weekend, Wit. We going all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like normal.
Yeah, yeah. I might do the after party. I might fuck around and open up Monday.
Yeah, I can open that bitch Monday now. I can open that bitch Monday now.
Oh, is it Monday? Mad
Money. I done did it before.
Mad Money.
Yeah, you fuck around and get fucked up too bad. I open that bitch Money and let you get some get back now. Hell yeah. Texas is very much welcome, man.
Come on over there. Get y'all some action. Hey, look, listen. Let me tell you something. If they don't know nothing about no motherfucking drug racing that is fine, that was it. That man said, goddamn, he opened that motherfucker up on Monday, man. If you got your tootie hole blowed out and your finger hurt,
yeah.
Open that bitch up Monday.
I think Texas got enough firepower to go over that motherfucker, man, and do some unspeakable shit.
Now, I ain't seen him do it yet. Now, they had a fire last year. Now, they had a hell of a run. Pretty Tony went the fuck off over there. Quan and JJ went
Tony
the fuck off
race,
over there.
Pretty Tony won Grudge Race of Trick or Treat last year. He said he's coming back again.
So, shit. One thing about it, Texas ain't got no reason to be scared. All they got to do is go over there and fight.
Pretty Tony always show out at Trick or Treat. Matter of fact, that man show out
Pretty
anywhere
Tony. Pretty Tony, one of the baddest motherfuckers I ever seen when it comes to racing, because that motherfucker there would go down that motherfucker and bring that motherfucker right back to the goddamn starting line. I got to give him credit with credit, too. That's a bad motherfucker.
He
hot
that
motherfucker.
One of the best indeed, man.
Yeah, I love a motherfucker, man.
I'm telling you, you got a bad motherfucker like Chino, and he calling motherfuckers out like that. Somebody's gonna go to his ass. I promise. Some big gonna go to Chino's ass over there. I guarantee. I think Boss got that. I was just gonna say something about Boss. That's a proud Boss. He ain't got in on the show already. Y'all ain't called Boss. Give Boss ass. Boss, motherfucker, boss, motherfucker, Grudge Racing hero, man. Boss, fine, man. Boss, man. Boss, fine. Say you a goddamn lie. No, bitch, you. Man, wait. Make a post real quick.
Yeah.
And say, man, will y'all please call in to the Texas show if you're going to show up to the TOT? Just make it real quick and see how many people calling this motherfucker. We got to get some people fucked up. Some people on this phone ready to go race.
Hey, man.
They claim.
KB, where my nigga done at, man?
Who? Bushnell?
What my partner's at?
Bushnell?
Yeah, that's my partner.
T-Mac, I've been hearing you talking for two motherfucking days, T-Mac. I've been hearing you cutting up for two motherfucking days, man. You insane.
But What's wrong with you, man?
I've been working, man. I'm coming off this road, man. I'm about an hour down here. I just come from Big Spring, Texas, man. I'm on this goddamn road, man. Trying to give me some trick or treat money, man.
Yes, goddamn right. You already know. Sound like a grudge.
You know, I'm truck driving, man.
What's the first thing I told you about trick or treat when I met you? What I said? You asked me about
it. I took a tree, man. Motherfucker ain't finna do no shooting out there, man. Ain't gonna remember some motherfucker. But goddamn me, get down, man, like a motherfucker over there. That's a bad motherfucker over there, man.
What I tell you is gonna be over there. What I tell you is gonna be? A motherfucking bloodbath.
You sure did, man.
Hey, Wit,
hey, Wit.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Sure did,
man. Just going over there to Holly by itself, a bad motherfucker. Let me tell y'all a story. Me and Bush, Man, we drove, hey, watch this. Me and Bush drove clean the motherfucking Morocco, Indiana. Went down there in Indiana, got it on. We left Indiana on our way back home. We were so motherfucking gun-ho about fucking some more people up. We stopped over there with Whitney to get it on again, man. We pull up in the water box, the rain, cold down raining on us, man. We had to go. Shit. No, goddamn stop, boy. Yeah, these motherfuckers around here talking about they doing some motherfucking racing, man. Goddamn, me dry clean across the goddamn country and stop at 2-3 goddamn tracks each day. Shit, that wasn't no goddamn, man. That wasn't you gun-ho about going racing. Shit, you know what we racing.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
you ain't lying.
Yeah,
but trick-or-treat is a prime example that you don't have to have a shootout to have a good goddamn good. That's a prime example right there. Action all day. Action all day.
What, that mother, a couple weeks?
No, yep.
Next week,
goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Next week.
Come on,
wake up.
Oh, my boy Q, man. That goddamn corn, man. That goddamn corn, man. That motherfucking way you look around.
Hey,
that's something
hey,
to get a
hey, what's there? What's there?
That's the motherfucker, that boy.
That goddamn nuke and rosé and corn with that motherfucker silver dollar card.
Yeah,
that nigga, one, I'm about to kill him over there. Goddamn, boy.
Yeah,
that goddamn Nuke. That goddamn Nuke, boy. He's dancing and getting naked on a motherfucker, boy. Ooh, Lord, I ain't saying that.
You ain't got nothing on the goddamn me. What's that shit you be doing, T-Mac, goddamn me? That motherfucker, man, like tossing.
That's some exclusive shit, though, you're talking about right now, Bush. You're talking about some exclusive shit.
Man, please tell me I'm going to get to see you do it one time next weekend, man. Oh, you don't know yet.
Man, they got me on a tight rope right now, man. But I'm
God.
I'm going to talk to him today. Now, listen to me. I'm going to talk to him today. He said, if he can build some trust up in me, I might be able to, have a few more pills. I might not be able to just hang out all weekend. But I'm trying to goddamn me just ease in that motherfucker paper one day. It's about 9-10 o'clock, man. I'm about to get down.
That's it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, look, long as I can see you goddamn run out there one good time and flop on this motherfucker, I got to see you do it. Man, that motherfucking mag, man, I got to see you do it. You got to do it.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming to a track real soon. Real soon.
Motherfucking Mac, baby. Goddamn Mac is back. Goddamn,
baby. But I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, where that Slim Jim? Hey, where that Slim Jim son bitch? Goddamn Slim Jim motherfucking goddamn Danny boy Slim Jim ass, man. Where that son bitch at?
I don't know. I ain't heard of him in a couple of hours. That motherfucker trying to
972-9749. Your mic open.
All right, Mike. What's up, Wade?
Uh-oh, that's what I've been looking for. That's got to be my partner, yeah. That's one of them nightmare boys, yeah.
What's up, guys?
What's up, motherfucker?
What's up,
man? What's
up, Wade? I'm glad to hear you, bro. Watching your video yesterday, bro. Mac is
back. Appreciate it, bro.
We sure did miss you over here. No goddamn BDTs over here.
It's coming to a track near you real soon.
Yes, sir.
Who that, Allen?
Yes, sir, that's me.
Yes, Allen White.
Goddamn, Allen been rough on them boys, man. Allen, you been lighting up on them, Allen. You been rough on them boys.
I've been rough.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah, you been rough.
Hey, Whit.
They were rough on me a couple of years ago, bro.
That goddamn corn and nuke, man. They just took the fuck over, shit. I don't know what the fuck going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
They got that train to go,
yeah,
too, right? They train to go, shit.
Yeah, they done run
the races.
They run my ass out. They run my ass out, too.
Wait, what suitcase is that? You just beat that man in retirement, ain't you?
They told him to turn to
a
wallet.
Yeah, there's a suitcase got a wallet now, man. Big man with the little wallet, man.
Man, where that funk ass Tony Thorne at? Where that tough motherfucker at? He need to get that trick or treat.
Man, I can't turn it on anywhere near a goddamn trick or treat. He got one in one. That motherfucker better not even look for it.
Last time I heard Tony Thorne talk to you, you said you ain't showed him shit.
Man, I beat the shit out of Tony Thorne last time I ran into him, man. Tony Thorne ain't been shit.
Tell
him, Wick, Tony Thorne ain't been work. Nothing, shit.
Who that way?
Yeah. Man, I can't catch Tony Thorne, man, ain't nowhere near no damn restaurant.
What's up, you dog?
So what's up, y'all? Y'all getting locked in? Y'all getting locked in?
You better not catch the man near no track, shit.
Hey, where Kool-Aid them at? They ready?
Some action over there? Nah, I don't think Kool-Aid ready, boy.
Just looking for him.
Damn, is Brian Murphy still racing?
Oh, not Brian Murphy.
That's the one tuning that car.
Hey, I was trying to.
Hey, wait.
What's that dude? The dude Ali was on here talking about he want to go over there and
do
something about that Ali car that is. He went on motherfucking mute. Yeah.
Oh, I need to
get
a
word. You heard me?
What's
going on with that good?
With the good?
Yeah.
It right, Bobby. Make it right.
In a goddamn lane you want.
Yeah, you got lane choice.
that ain't making it right.
You got lane choice.
That ain't making it right. That's just part of the race.
Hey, that damn song ain't
right.
Making it wrong.
Core, leave it up to Drake. Leave it up to Drake. You know what I'm telling you?
You got lane choice, way.
Hell no.
And I'm a better hunting on a tree. I'll beat y'all the tree.
Hey, you got lane choice. Make it right.
Who what? Oh, I got lane choice. I make it right. Shit, I gave it off first, man.
Why you making it wrong yet, Bush? You making it wrong yet?
Yeah.
It is right, shit. 10-4, y'all been beating on y'all goddamn stereo chest. What's up, man? Y'all got lane choice. I don't want no motherfuckers.
I decline.
Ain't no problem. They use that truck to size you up and you fuck them
hey,
up.
I got
a
look in that truck, man. I got
a look. They done sized us up with that truck 3 times. And that motherfucker got fucked up all 3 times.
Did Tino get on here earlier?
Nah, they know Tino got on here. Tino down here.
Tino say he looking for one more grudge race.
All right, Tutu or Shorty gonna reach. Tutu or Shorty gonna reach.
Hey, Tutu say he can get one and one from him like you offering.
God, man.
The beast said they'll run off the trailer, but we want to do it Saturday.
The beast run off the trailer.
Tino.
Oh, you talking about eyes now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Why y'all ain't got me together?
Because that motherfucker want to run Friday. I want to run Saturday. That's all. That's the whole whole stipulation right there.
So
he said he ain't bring
him. Y'all want to run Friday. He said just run at 12 o'clock midnight. That's Friday and Saturday.
You got a point there, Dre. You got a point there.
Yeah, you do. You do got a point.
Yeah.
What else
Dre, you got, man? Dre, you smart motherfucker sometimes, Dre. God damn. How you say that?
Hey, Whip, you got all what's name back together, brother?
Oh,
yeah. You want to play the Dre already? They leaked or something, remember, Dre? Right? Oh, Craig Haney Houston, president, whip out president with the Houston. What happened on that race?
When they brought president to Houston.
Yeah.
Nah, you broke or something. He started leaking.
I don't think I broke. I think he broke. I think he was leaking or some shit.
Leaking.
Yeah. That they never leak, man. Yeah, I'm rocking wood, man. That's something that never leak, man.
Yeah,
hell
yeah.
Nah, I don't inject me with that shit. I'm not going to wood.
Right,
that's something that never leak, man. If you don't break, they don't do no leaking.
Well, one thing about that motherfucker, when it break it all out. Like.
Yeah. Don't break some shit now. They ain't gonna do no leaking.
I'm all gonna bring it all out too. You just gonna have to go in there and pull it out.
Shit, I got that motherfucking dough. He ain't six, man. That motherfucker ain't showing to go out through there. King?
What's the deal, boy?
Yeah, chillin'
on it. Yeah, you got that card again? Yeah, beat it again. That motherfucker getting tweaked on right now.
Goddamn,
now. Hey, Keith,
think he's
going to
pack
the win? Man, that shit ain't going to keep going down like that, man.
Hey.
Front end tied down, huh?
Hey, shit, you got me fucked up,
down, man,
on that race.
But you doing all right, King. You went from knocking them out. Now you got to keep that nose down, man. Let me get two packs of regular cigarettes.
I mean, you got me fucked up on that race.
I'm already trying to roll up right
man,
now.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, say, look, Wade, listen. I told him a while ago. Calvin was on here talking that shit. I told that man, I got a bad motherfucker, man. My car decided to find some more power out of nowhere. How that make you, how that sound to you, Way, when your car finds some horsepower just out of nowhere? It just felt like he didn't want to make some more horsepower all of a sudden. Shit, Way, you see that motherfucker more? Hey, Way, you see that bitch going down the track? No fucking problem. I turn around and go out there and pack the goddamn wheels like a crazy man. Shit. That motherfucker went found him some horsepower. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So I'm finna find the car out. That's all I got to do. So shit, when
man,
I got them
whining, man.
Hell,
man,
ain't no whining,
man.
Ain't no whining.
You got your ass.
Damn, but also you see now watch this. Now I listen to me. See, y'all see how sick the motherfucker is. We get Wit on the phone, and I ask him where the fuck Ali at. That son of a bitch went clean in the bushes. When I started talking about...
Man,
the
I just got back,
born,
man. I've been taking care of something.
All right,
I just got back, and first
right,
thing I hear is your name. I told you, you go to sleep, think about me. You wake up, think about me. You want to beat me so
I'm
bad,
not worried.
I'm going to beat your
no,
ass
no,
next
no,
four
no,
five
bro.
Times.
No, bro. I just told, listen to me. Right now, we got Wit on the phone. You going over there to the race. Get the man to find you somebody to go in on y'all goddamn ass. What you mean?
We just got back to the phone. I ain't been here. Soon I pick the phone up.
All right.
I heard you say something about me. No, he heard me. Exactly he got on the phone. As soon as I pick the phone up.
For real. I'm being serious. As soon as I picked the phone up, I heard you saying something about me.
It's listen to me. It sounds good for you, but the man, they was asking some questions about the car, man. But that's how so it sounds good for you to say that. That's no problem. You see what I'm saying? That's no
man,
problem.
I'm just telling you what happened, man. You'll never believe nothing I had to beat your ass to show you
man.
What was going to happen. You don't never believe me, man.
You gonna have to beat my ass some more. If that's all the goddamn cases. But right now,
man,
hey man, do y'all got some action to go over there to hide to get fucked up, man? That's what I'm saying. Y'all on
the
show
going
right
to
now?
We take Hayfield.
Nah.
We take Hayfield and Ali to Holly Springs. Both of them going.
Okay.
They like 6 and 8. They running mate.
Okay. So you ain't trying to make no call out for going over there? You just want to go over there?
Man, I'm going over there, man. I speak for myself.
All right.
See,
then.
When I get over there, right, find me some action, and I'm going to tear it down. I bet I get some action. I bet you $100 right now. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no lock in, nothing. I get some action when I go over there. Because I'm going to race.
You ain't going to play around. Yeah, hey,
Jesus,
right. You know you get some action.
Take your ass over there with a
goddamn car. Gonna find some action.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, Mac. Oh, wait a minute, y'all. You OG in this shit. Tell me what's the difference of going over there and finding some action than I already getting ready to come over there to bring some motherfucking action. Which one makes you sound better? That's all I'm saying.
Hey. When I made that post and said Trooper 3 was coming to Holly Springs, they already know we bring action. We ain't coming over there. We ain't got no pretty car. We ain't coming for no car show. Shit, we coming to
no pretty car then. You said that like I had a pretty car.
Nah, I ain't saying your car. I'm just saying. Nah, I like your car. I grew up with a Grand National. I drove one to high school every day. That's my favorite car. I really love your car, to be honest. Like, shit, that was the first car I ever drove. Oh, I learned how to race in. So, shit, I like your car. But I'm saying, we ain't got no show car. We taking these bitches over there to race. We going to race. I bet Ali and Akefield race when we get over there. Shit, we ain't going for no bullshit. We going to race. Off the trailer.
Ooh.
Off the trailer. I'm going to Holly Springs off the trailer.
You're on the influence another one, Bush. Another influencer.
Man, I'd just rather go A to B than beat myself in there the week. See, I can look at any track, walk down, I look at it one time. Shit, I'm going back over there, do my thing, and shit, we're going down the track. I'd rather make a slow A to B pass than shit, beat myself. The A to B boy that brought me a lot of money to the house.
Got Big Kelvin now, the more boys coming out of Detroit now. They bring a bunch of smile blocks over there.
Right, I know it's going to be some heat over there, but I know I got a decently fast car, and I know I can make good passes. So, see, I'm going to gamble on myself.
All right, Calvin.
You want to race Sunday?
Who is this?
Allen.
Oh, goddamn.
Come on with your tough ass.
Let's race Sunday. Sunday.
I bet you don't get in that motherfucker.
Allen, look here, man. I can't race you but under one condition, man. I usually don't stiff races, but only way I can race you is the way I told you we could race. And I ain't asking for nothing or nothing. It's a head-up race, but if we can't race that way, we can't get there. I can't get there with you. You too tough. If
so
a man too tough
way?
For
so
me, I tell
way?
Him, you
so
too
that,
tough.
So what's that way?
Man,
what's
you
that
had
way?
It locked in.
He
know
what the fuck. Nobody had to explain nothing to him. He know what the fuck going on. He got to get in there and drive.
It was off the seat, off the trailer with you driving. I can't get there with you. Y'all tough, man. I admit that. I ain't too much of a man. I ain't got that type of pride to say I can't get there with no man. I can't get there with you. You too tough for me. But I believe if you get your goof ass in there, I'll flip you over.
God damn.
I got that much confidence in myself. But I, you got a good program, y'all. I can't fuck with you. You're too tough. But come off the trail and you squeeze your ass down the seatbelt and we're going to go in the water box, nigga, swinging.
I don't fit in that bitch. Too fat.
Hey, there's your best out not to fit in that motherfucker. I can't do nothing with the car. You too tough for me.
Man, the car
ain't gonna extra, man, because I don't
believe
been
in the car races. Been on the truck one time, bro.
Man, you know y'all niggas tough, man.
Yeah, man, he wants you to bump
in
the blow his horn,
too. Yeah, I can't toot the horn, man. I can't tell Lisa, but you too tough, man. I'm letting you know. You too tough, man. I'm letting it clear. I can't get that with you. I'm big with you in Hot Springs, though. Don't talk no shit to me down there. I'm big with you. We're going to be together. But I can't do nothing with
you. Oh, yeah. You know when we go out of town, we're together, but shit.
Yeah.
Before we go out of town. Sure. Hey, look, I tell you what. We'll come off the trailer Sunday. You got the back tire. Fuck it.
Damn. Whew. That ain't enough adding shit, man.
Good God. All right. That's cool.
You let me shake with your back tire.
Hell no.
We can might can do something. It's still going to have to be with some light.
Look, I tell you what. I'm gonna get into here pretty soon, and we'll get that record going. We'll get that head up. I drive.
Yeah, see, I want you ever since the Joe Jackson days. So you know we got history. I want to fuck you up. I want to look over there and see your eyes and that helmet when we go in that water box.
Just let me get in there a couple of times to get a little confident. I'm gonna get back in that bitch. Don't worry. Shit.
Yeah, that's what I want to see. I want to see the look in your eyes when you get in that water box. That pressure on you.
Oh, you ain't know me then.
Hey, that pressure, motherfucker.
Ain't shit. It's just money.
That can't be what that pressure do to you.
Shit. That motherfucker went in there. He went in there deep or some bullshit. Oh, what the fuck King B did?
He had XP on the other lane. That was the first mistake.
Hey, so you going to give him a get-back race once he get going?
Yeah, man. I just told him I like him, man. Man, he's cool. We going to talk shit when we come to racing, but yeah, he competitive. I like that. He want to run again. I'm going to race him. We're going to keep racing many times until we get tired of racing each other.
My boy just got his
How many times me and Joe Jackson did it? What, five times before y'all finally beat me? I like to race. You know, I keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I love beating up on y'all. You used to have your headset on and everything. Beat y'all ass.
You won't beat me.
That's why
you want to
whoop me now,
shit,
really.
Though.
See, niggas don't never forget good ass whooping. That's why you want to whoop me now.
Nah. You know why I won't whoop you? Because I was minding my own business in the goddamn staging lane, and you said, I won't run your car. And I was like, all right, cool. You didn't think my car was up and running. That's what the fuck fucked you up.
Nah, I thought it was up and running, but shit.
Nah, you didn't know it was up and running because I was first.
I told you
back out.
I told you I wanted to fight. You go home and get the chopper. I wanted to box it out. See, I wanted to try for 9-1 of us to die, but you want to go home and get the gun.
Oh, man.
I wanted to box it out. It was a good race, goddamn. But shit, you want to assassinate me.
Hey, but look.
God damn, you want to put your... Huh?
All right, honestly, you ain't locked that shit in like that, bro. But it's all right. It's cool shit. We should have had a DP, man. You know what I'm saying? My dumb ass trust somebody, but I should have got a DP,
don't make it
man.
Seem like
I should have got
that,
a DP, man, and none of this would have happened. You know that.
You change the steel though, man. You can't change the steel something mid-game.
Hey, but let me ask y'all this, guys. Okay, say I did change the stick or whatever he say I did. Okay, so if I was in the lanes at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, how he has, does it matter? Because we never got the race.
That's a good question, Al. I want to hear what some people got to think about that.
That's right.
What's the question again, Alan? What'd you say?
Okay, so
we
lock. Man,
look, we lock.
Okay, let me explain. We lock in. Whatever the tip was, you said that I was supposed to drive, or I said my driver was going to drive. But that was after a few days of Calvin. We talked about it. When we talked about it at the track, we were okay with it. But then we get to the track and we're supposed to be locked in. At what time, Calvin? 9 or 10?
It was 10 o'clock. You driving off the trailer. You had already told me that week that you weren't going to drive. You wanted your driver
okay,
to drive,
and
it wasn't going to be off the trailer.
Hey, look,
so I
honestly,
told you we couldn't race.
Okay, look, honestly, bro, it's grudge racing. I can tell you my shit blow up, and I can try to trick you. I'm in the lanes, and my shit were up and running. I mean, I can say anything after we locked in, bro. I can say shit.
Right.
I'm not going to the track, and my dumbass be at the track. It's grudge racing,
hey.
Bro.
You can't do that, but that shit's shaking, man.
Hey, man, like I said, I was at
that's part of the game.
I took a picture at 9 o'clock.
But I understand you say that part of the game. But look, early that week, he said, I'm not going to drive. I got to have my driver to drive, and it can't be off the trailer. If we got a race locked in on these tips already, that means that it ain't no race if he can't be off the trailer and he got to have a different driver. And that's not what we
locked
in.
Okay, all right. But if he said
why should I have to come to the lane if he already said that he ain't going to run the race the way we locked in?
I can tell you anything, bro.
Because, bro, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of grudge racing. So if he pulled up in the lane and you didn't pull in the lane, if you didn't pull up in the lane, you really should have paid the punk out.
I'm gonna say this
from
my perspective, man. That's some shaky shit. I don't race like that. I run a stand up program. If I tell a man something, that's what it is. Ain't no shaky shit. Like the shaky shit in the grudge game don't belong.
I understand.
I'm
what
just
you
being
saying,
real.
Bro.
Like, what's the place for shaky shit? All of men, all of get up and go to work. All of get up and hustle to do what we got to do. Shit. Ain't no motherfucking reason to be shaking. We all men at the end of the day. I ain't going to disrespect nobody on this phone. We all men. So if we agree on something, that what it is, ain't no shaking shit. I'm not going to be shaking with no man and sitting laughing in his face and talking to him. But I'm doing shaking shit with him.
What you should have done, if you said we were locked in under them steps, you should have been there at motherfucking 10 o'clock, like you said, and hey, man, come on, let's go.
Okay, but look, tell me this. In my history of being here, I probably had over 40 locked-in races. How many of them have I missed? You the only one, so that lets you know it ain't like I'm no shaky dude on no races. Any race you see me locked in,
I'm putting this on Facebook, everything.
I'm racing.
You know what I told Oscar, bro? I'm like, look, bro, if you don't want to race what you driving, I guess I'm going to have to get in there. I mean, what the hell? I mean,
so
I'm
why
not going to
tell me
that right now, bro.
So why you tell me that?
You were supposed to be there
why
at 10 o'clock and we locked in, bro. I don't got time to be telling you what time to be locked in or what time to
man,
be in the lane.
Man, it's about
that's
being
not,
a man,
I,
man.
I got,
it's about being
I,
a man
I,
communicating.
I got,
don't try to come at me with no shaky shit, because I ain't no shaky dude. I ain't with no shaky shit. You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, bro, but that's besides the point, bro. Whatever.
You telling me you're not going to race? What I'm coming to the stage lane for?
To get your punk out?
Me out of punk out?
To get your punk out?
To get your punk out money.
Punk out? To get your punk out money?
Man, that's shaky. Who trying to race like that? I'm not trying to even deal with nobody one on shit like that.
See, I mean, you ain't been doing no true locking in then. Because if you been doing true locking, you know that kind of shaky shit happened to you and you'll get fucked up.
Why do you think I was there at 10 o'clock, bro?
All I'm saying is I'm not trying to race nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? So I try to run a clean program.
If I say something, that's what it is.
You can take that shit to the bank. So if I ain't dealing with nobody on the other level, I know not to deal with them no more. It's simple. You ain't got to keep bumping your head. See, you bump your head one time, that bitch, I'll be sore enough for you to know I ain't finna bump my head no more. So sometimes people get over you with shaking shit, but that don't make me
feel no different about them. Shit, they is who they is. They do shaky shit. They do shaky shit. That's on them.
Look, when you like I locked in with Tony Bynes, bro. Me and Tony Bynes don't got to talk about nothing no more, bro. If Tony Bynes says I ain't gonna show up, I gotta be there at 10 o'clock, whatever. Well, 6 o'clock, whatever time we locked in, I gotta be there.
Man, Tony Bynes ain't gonna do no shit like that. It's shaky shit,
well,
man.
Shit, boy, you don't. Boy, you ain't been around. Boy, you ain't been around. You ain't been around. I swear to God, you ain't. Boy, that's the main motherfucker who gonna get you.
Well, hey, well, I ain't gonna do nobody. If I say I'm gonna be there, I'm gonna be there.
Hey, but was I there?
Yeah, you were there.
Was I in the lane?
Ali was standing right there beside you. Yeah, but the whole time you said the same. You ain't going to drive, and you had made pass already.
No, I didn't. I came off the trailer. Hell no. I was shaking them up because I was coming off the trailer.
Man, you ain't had no suit on. I rode right by you on the scooter. Y'all getting ready to go in the water while you looking the same way you looked when you came in the track.
I ain't finna have my suit on, bro. Shit.
Man, y'all getting ready to go in the water box. You looking the same way you looked when you came in the track.
No. I'm tired of my suit, but I ain't finna fucking wear my suit waiting in the lanes. Nah, I don't do that shit. My people
man.
Probably do it.
Okay.
I don't do that. I'm too fat.
Okay,
I'm too fat to be a goddamn suit.
Okay, Alan. It is what it is. Like you say, whenever you want to raise me on what we locked in, we can do it. Until then, you can say the rest of this shit. You want
we
trick race
at,
and all that
hey,
shit.
Hey, we do it at
like,
Tony. I'll tell you what, we do it at Tony's race.
What, win a blast?
Yeah, win a blast. Like you said, under them sticks. Under them sticks, right?
Under them sticks, as long as I'm at the track. That's 2 foot off for me to say I'm going to be there. Because, you know, I'm racing
okay.
my shit every weekend. So, we can log in a week before. All
right.
Under them stilts. Off the trailer.
You
drive.
Oh, yeah,
get
you
some practice in. I just want to see you in the water box. See, you the one talking shit. Me and you the one who hit each other. Me and you the one who talk
hey,
shit
King
to each
B.
other.
Hey,
so your car wants to do it.
He act like I don't know how to drive or something. Like
no, mm-hmm. it's not that. I just want to see you do it. Mm-hmm. I just want to see you do it. There's a lot of people can drive who can't drive under pressure, though. I know a lot of good drivers. They ain't no good grudge racers. They good drivers, but, see, they
but
grudge racers.
But under pressure is big difference, right?
I'm just saying. There's a lot of good drivers that can't grudge race.
Hey,
they
look,
grudge race.
When we race, do like a big pot so I can have a lot of pressure on me.
I ain't got no big money to do no big pot with you. You can do that on your own.
Not big like that, but I'm just saying, like, reasonable pot so I could be nervous in the motherfucker.
Nah, you can be nervous anyway. We could be doing it for fun. You going to be nervous.
Nah.
You got to be ready to turn that seat, turn that button loose.
Man, please, bro. Okay.
You got to be ready, man. You know that, Alan.
Man, you getting that seat and you fucking shaky. Man, there's something wrong with you.
Hey, don't go red. Don't go red for the bread. Don't do that one.
Oh, I ain't gonna cut no hair of light. I know that.
I'm following somebody else on the phone. Gabe, I gotta fuck with you, man. I gotta get in your head. I'm gonna beat you about 4 or 5 more times. Till you calm down. You might win one then. As long as you wanna beat me, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Your Where everybody go?
Everybody's trying to have a bullshit you're talking about. Yeah, I'm still here, Alan. Can't be done, though.
He just don't like I beat it.
Yeah, you beat me, you beat me, you beat me. You want another round of applause, niggas? How much more time you need to be a most successful?
I just like fucking with you, man.
You beat OG.
I just like fucking with you, man. I told you that, man.
You beat OG. You beat OG. You did good. Now, OG gonna goddamn me bust your goddamn ass, boy, and that shit come back around. He gonna wish you had a...
I want you to get on my ass.
He gonna wish you had a man. He gonna wish you had a man.
Hey, that's the only thing I want you to do, man. Get on my ass the same way, man. Ain't that fun, man? Shit. I ain't gonna give a shit, I tell
boy.
You nothing.
Boy, I got you.
You get
you
to win.
I'm gonna ride your ass, boy.
Hey, you give me a win. Get
you
on my ass,
me.
Man.
You ain't even seen me. Hey, bro. Shit. Bro, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. You ain't even seen me. You ain't even seen me. You ain't seen me in rare form yet. You ain't seen it yet. You right now, you at the beginning stage.
I seen you realize it, right? I'm
buck wild.
I seen you do two fucked up things you're
going to
do regardless.
I'm buck wild. I'm buck wild, boy. That boy don't
I seen you
know.
Do two things
but
you're going to lose regardless. It was two strikes. You damn near struck yourself out. I ain't had to throw one curve ball. You struck yourself out.
That's good. That's good, man. That motherfucker, you, like I said, you seen that motherfucker. You seen the shit. Nigga, I ain't that motherfucker. Whatever.
Hey,
nah,
man, you was in, look. Look at my.
You
was in front.
Me.
You was in front because you left too early.
Nah,
man. And you was in the L because your tune game ain't on point.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. I left one of the hold on right quick. I left on time. You see what I'm saying? But whatever the fuck
you left on time
is what fucked the guy. Hell yeah, boy, you might see that light where that shit was, man. My fucking car ain't fucking moved.
Man, who else on this phone think he left on time? Man, you really, man. You really, man.
Hey.
I ain't left on time.
Okay, then. All right, then. That's cool. I did. I really. But you said that. Said if you want to do a poll, go and make your statement and do a poll. We'll see how many people that seen the video see me actually leave before the light flash.
All right, damn, man. Now you don't want to take your loss, man. You really, man.
Nah, bullshit. I told you I took my loss. No fucking problem. I'm telling you, man, ain't no problem.
That's why next time we're gonna do it in stream.
But I'm glad
to hear you gonna say this.
I'm glad you did tell the truth that I was out there in front. Yeah,
man, ain't nothing wrong with it. You was in front because you left first, man. You left too early.
No, yeah, of course.
Man, on the phone laughing at you, man. Man, on the phone laughing at you, man. You left too early. That's why you in front. You automatically supposed to be in front. I left on time.
All these people
you
on the phone.
Both times.
Okay, all the people on the phone. Everybody said, "Man, you crazy?" No, man, you even seen it on the post. People on there say, "Man, look at the way the light flickering." Come on, man. Man, I keep your ass in there.
The light flickering
because
you ain't pull up.
All right then. So that means I still left on time. The motherfucking tree did whatever the fuck it did. It made me red light. And once I tell
you,
that means I was in front of you like I was supposed to be. It don't matter. So, okay, so if I didn't pull up far enough and I left when the tree dropped and the motherfucking light went red and I was still in front of your goddamn ass.
Hey, I can tell you how this happened. You know, you were pulling up to the light. Your feet were shaking on the brake. Your feet were shaking on the brakes. You were pulling up to the light, and you were nervous.
No. Well, nervous ain't even in the program.
Well, how you go red on Pro Tree? I ain't never went red in my career. In my career of driving,
you
can't find one video in the history of me driving I ever went red.
You want me to tell you the truth? Man, you the first time a red light ever dropped on me. Ever in life. I ain't never had no motherfucking red light. And you can go back about damn near about 7 years ago on fucking videos on YouTube with me on there, never fucking red light.
This is the first time you ran a pill though. The pills,
man,
the motherfucker, they ain't doing
no
thing you normally do. The pills ain't doing thing you normally do, man.
Y'all ain't got nothing. Ain't nobody else on this show got nothing to talk about. Nobody. Well, he won. He got his deal. He got a little fame. He crumped. He did good. You know what I'm saying? He got a little famous. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
he got to run OG King B.
I told you it's all fun, man.
He got to run. I know it's all fun. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why we trying to find something else fun to do. Because you did good. You got to run. You got famous. You got to run OG King B. No pressure.
Man, I'm just trying to get in your head for the nigga race, man. That's it.
Man, that shit don't, the man, bro, that shit don't work.
Man, that shit do work. You can't stop your mind from thinking.
Nah,
I got a mind, too. I know how
bro,
a mind work.
Bro. I ain't got no mind. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Let me tell you, watch this, JP. JP, answer this. How can you tell a man he ain't a dude who never even had the car? I'm talking about brand new motherfucking every little piece of the car on there, brand new, bring action to a track. Do that tell you a man got a mind?
No, I know you got balls. I'm just saying.
No.
You
want to
be with
no, too no, bad. No. JP.
Yeah.
JP, you said it last. Do that tell you I got a mind? If I goddamn be willing to do any goddamn thing, man, I ain't got no fucking mind. None. Ain't got no mind?
Hey, I know you a man, man. I know you got your shit together, but I'm saying they don't make you win races, though. I'm going to get on your ass, talk shit to you, I'm going to beat you again.
All right. I goddamn me put one of you motherfuckers, you know, when I put that gap on your goddamn ass. You gonna wish you not
I'm
man
going
up.
On a trailer. I'm going on a trailer. I'm going out the gate. See? You gonna go on the trailer, man. You fuck me up, I'm gonna shake your hand. Pay you your money. But that's your job to do, though. Until you do that, I'm on your ass, goddamn.
Good deal.
Never put anybody ain't had no car. I told you I wanted to race you. You act like I ain't had no car. So I'm on your ass.
I didn't know who the fuck you was.
I know, that's how you treated me. I felt bad. I said, God damn, this nigga hurt my feelings, man. I'm a nobody. I want to race on feet. God damn, that shit hurt my feelings, man. So I'm on your ass, God damn it, till you win one. That shit hurt my feelings, man. I said, God damn, this nigga treat me like I ain't shit. Looked at my shoes, looked at me up and down. I said, God damn.
That'll tell you how much. That'll show you how much fucks I even give.
Motherfucker,
let me tell you something, man. Motherfucker been wanting to beat me for years, man. I ain't had no fucking race car, motherfucker. Way. Man, when you coming back, man? I won't fuck you up. Damn. That's how you feel about me. You see what I'm saying? I ain't been out with a goddamn car, motherfucker, begging me to come back with a car just so they can try to come fuck me up. You got lucky, man. Just say, man, you need to chill. Because luck is the
best. That's why I'm going to beat you again, because you think I got lucky. You think I got lucky is the reason I'm going to beat you again. You're going to come again slipping. Mm-hmm. Get all up in the air. You stand up in the air and poke in your stomach, let you bleed out. You get up, you stand up in the air, poke in your stomach, let you bleed out. You better keep that bit on the ground. Better keep it on the ground. I'm going to beat you again.
Damn it, boy. Yeah, oh, shit. Ain't nobody else goddamn pressing that goddamn one button B. I don't know.
That's all right, JP. We had a good time. We had T Mac come on this beast week, come on this motherfucker. See, we had the whole game, you know what I'm saying? See, all kinds of motherfuckers come through this motherfucker today. That's what a good show is all about. That motherfucker come through here and crank it up for a little bit. That's it.
Yes, sir. Definitely that, man. Shit. That being said, man, hey, hope everybody have a good one, man. Y'all go out and support this weekend. Shit, trick or treat next weekend. And y'all have a good one, and till next week.
Yeah, and we want to send this out to Houdini, Grandmaster D, Don Lilly next to C. Yeah, cause they was dropping that funk a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, 94 fool.
I come from PA, PA, and I keep yelling it, but y'all don't hear me though. On the cool, I'm trying to tell it, be the place where I've been laying low, lamping in my hometown. Ain't nobody tripping, so I get to keep my chrome down, and I be dipping around the spots where the players fast push us. Service to the fiends, and they calling me Mr. Big Bun, snatching dollars out your hand. Everybody understand that I gotta be a man. Damn, but I don't sweat it, fool. I come from where the best ride. Ain't no fun jumping off like it jump off on that west side. PA, baby, a little town with big clout. We're out of town, play your haters, get that cat in their mouth. But we ain't tripping past that dipping. It's gonna be alright soon as I get fried tonight. Yeah, boy, I got your fool, but fool, I break your knees. Full of Dawn, Perry, on amp, water for the tea.
Get a bottle of that Dom on ice. I got that green monster, baby, can you buy that? Plus I got Swiss and Sweet for days, you wanna try that? We roll them up so big and fat, they look like ball bats. I live in PAT, the East, I play a fan jack. Them laws be gripping cause they know I got them paper stacks. They just can't stand to see a black man rolling Cadillac. I got that Big Daddy grill and diamond in the back. I feel like go there every day, I think I'm living the max. And I ain't gripping, flipping them switches, rubbing that dog pound funk. And my homie Chris called me and said the club was gonna be crunk.
Yeah, boy, I got the move, but fool, I break your knees. Full of dogs, carry on, and I'm pulling a boat of
G. Don't carry on, it's a hostile boat.
Just be like that sometimes.
It's don't carry on, it's a hostile boat.
Just be like that sometimes.
D-Ray, yeah, and the whole Graham family, K-Dawg, yeah, fool.